U.S. Army Alaska spokesman John Pinnell says an investigation into the death of a 20-year-old infantryman during a training exercise near Fort Greely is well underway.
There are multiple levels of investigation that are ongoing, including investigations by U.S. Army Alaska, by the Army Criminal Investigation Division, and also by the Army Safety Center.
Specialist Nicholas DeMona died early Saturday morning after being shot while his unit was maneuvering during a live fire exercise at the Donnelly Training Area.
The soldiers were attacking toward an objective, so the soldiers were maneuvering as they were firing.
Pinnell says visibility was limited when DeMona sustained the fatal gunshot.
It was early in the morning on Saturday, so it was in the dark.
But he says the soldiers with the 4th Infantry Brigade Combat Team were acquainted with the training area and the scenario.
The unit had been through numerous rehearsals, including daytime and nighttime drills with blank ammunition and also with live ammunition.
But that's about all Pinnell would say Wednesday about the incident, citing the ongoing investigation. He declined to say where in the Donnelly training area the exercise was being conducted and what type of weapon killed DeMona. But he noted that several types of firearms were being used, and he says all personnel quickly responded after the soldier was hit.
Once the incident happened, all training immediately stopped, and the unit focus was then obviously on providing emergency medical care of the soldier until we could get him evacuated to Fairbanks Memorial.
Pinnell says Army personnel flew DeMona to Fairbanks in a helicopter that's kept on standby during training exercises, but emergency personnel at the hospital declared DeMona dead. Pinnell says the 4th Infantry Brigade Combat Team soldiers have since been working with investigators to sort out what happened. He declined to estimate when they'll wrap up their work.
It'll take as long as it takes for us to figure out what happened, why it happened, and how we can prevent it from happening in the future.
Pinnell says combat is inherently dangerous and so is realistically training for it. But he says the Army does all it can to make those exercises as safe as possible. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.